And again, we're talking about NC Bone, and we're using this as a national battle for social justice and communities to mobilize community-based organizations for research. And here are the presenters, Mrs. Deloney, Ella Green Moten, myself, and Al Richmond. And Mrs. Deloney is in the audience. And just like the other ones, we have no relationships to disclose. And we want to talk a little bit about community-based organizations. We define an NC Bone, a community-based organization, as one that is driven by the community residents in all aspects of its existence. By this, we mean the majority of the governing body and staff consist of local residents. The main operating offices are in the community. Priority issues are identified and defined by the residents of the community, and solutions to address priority issues are developed with community residents. The vision of NC Bone is to create a network that will ensure the survival and expansion of grassroots organizations to improve the health of desperate communities. Our goals are to, first, to promote and develop and support of the community-based organizations and public health through partnerships linking community-based organizations, academic institutions, public health and community health agencies, and other organizations that seek to advance public health goals within the community. We would like to identify and enhance the capacity of community-based organizations and their members, public health agencies, grassroots community members, and academic institutions, and other organizations engaged in public health to address community health issues through community-based public health approaches and CBPH partnerships. Our goals are to promote the understanding and the practice of community-based public health research, teaching, and service through educational programs, publications, and presentations, and to gather and share information about organizations, programs, funding sources, and other resources engaged in promoting community-based public health, and to further communication and interaction amongst them. Our goals continue to promote linkages with organizations, including other APHA caucuses, which lately, the last couple of years, we have had joint receptions with some, and we're reaching out to other caucuses within APHA, which share goals and those of the caucus that have mutual support, to develop and to promote policies with support and advance community-based public health at all levels among academic programs, community-based organizations, government agencies, and funders of public health programs. Now, to give you some of the history, and we have our historians in the room, so if you have any in-depth questions, I will refer you to them, but just for time's sake, NC Bone was formed and established in 2004 by members of the Community-Based Public Health Caucus of the APHA organization. NC Bone serves as a national hub for community-based organizations and their affiliates. It functions under the umbrella of CBPH Caucus and embraces the belief that community lies at the heart of public health and that the interventions work best when they are rooted in the values, knowledge, expertise, and interests of the community itself. Community-based organization members of the caucus concluded that if our role as community partners was to be fully realized, that we need to develop an effective network of CBOs who partner together with academic and other agencies to carry out research and to solve problems. And part of that is because many times when we get into partnerships, whether you're in academia or one of the institutions, you know how we have the meetings before the meeting? When the researchers get together and they have a collective voice when they come to the table, when the health department have had their meeting, they have a collective voice. Well, a lot of CBOs, they have different organizational agendas. So we have to have our meeting before the meeting so we can agree on one voice and one approach so that we would have a collective voice as well. The value of CBOs, expertise. As research continues to embrace a national movement of community institutional partnerships and collaborations to move towards social justice, CBOs provide expertise and offer a wide range of skills that are essential to community capacity building and research process. They offer credibility, intellectual properties, and the abilities to mobilize community members to action. And most important, the CBOs know what works in their communities. And that's another thing that we're pushing for, that NC Bone is pushing for, because when we look at the grants and the budgets, the items on the budget line items, a lot of times we see the academic experts or researchers who a lot of times they have 2% or 3%, but they're considered the experts. But oftentimes, a lot of times, community is never even consulted. Community members may know some experts, and they may have experts within that own community that they think should be on the grant or on the program. So those are some of the things that we're pushing for as we talk about equity in social justice. A community institution. Although CBOs play an important role in community-based participatory research, they are often faced with the myriad of challenges, including complex organizational structures and agendas, unequal treatment from research partners and institutions, and the inequities of fiscal allocations, historical practices, and institutional policies, all of which may hinder true collaboration and partnership. And again, we talk about the allocations with the fiscal allocations because a lot of times indirect costs go to the institution, and a lot of times that's more than half of the grant. And so by the time the money is trickled out, you have 10 CBOs fighting over $29,000 to try to make something work. So we talk about that as well. And I'm trying to hurry up so I won't get cut off. CBOs united as NC Bone. To address the challenges that CBOs across the country face every day, NC Bone provides a model for CBOs to unite and to become one voice at the national level. NC Bone creates a network of CBOs, aids in individual and collective organizations of networks, and provides a platform for the network to advocate for improved community health, fair and equitable community institutional partnerships. NC Bone brings community organizations and their members into a national network to enhance capacities, to one, partner with universities and other agencies within their neighborhoods and broader communities to promote health, two, to act collectively to influence decision making and policy at a national level, and three, to share best practice approaches, concepts, and theories from a grassroots perspective. I'm going to go ahead and skip that one just for time. Currently, NC Bone is mobilizing CBOs and is strategically focused on three main areas, which is membership, networking, and scholarships. In our efforts to unite and strengthen CBOs on all levels, local, state, and national, to address public health issues, health disparities, and social justice concerns. NC Bone is exploring models to recruit and implement state and local chapters nationwide. NC Bone is also processing and creating a member profile to highlight the skills of those NC Bone members so that when it's time to go out to collaborate, we can use people within our own network. Finally, NC Bone is collaborating with the caucus to provide scholarships for community members, and I would like to announce that this year we brought a youth delegation to APHA, and they did wonderful mini presentations, some postal, some oral, and some roundtable presentations as we attempt to engage youth into public health and public health careers in efforts to decrease health disparities. And finally, I know you guys will like this one at the end. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to upgrade. Many old policies and practice within institutions, academic, federal, and state, and local, may not be supportive or applicable to the newer paradigm of CBPR. Many of those institutions, those policies were created in those institutions under the scope of traditional research. So when we talk about community-led, community-driven, community-based participatory research, we oftentimes encounter barriers that are fueled and strengthened by institutional policies that need to be upgraded. Just like your car needs to be upgraded and your computer needs to be upgraded, we need to write these institutions and have them to upgrade institutional policies. Let the church say amen. Amen. Any questions? And at this time, I'm going to have Sunny Sparks, while we're taking questions, she's going to pass out the, we're not going to do questions, right? Right now? Okay. She's just going to pass out our NC Bone brochures and in it, because we're about action. There are membership applications here, so if you want to be, it's no fee. If you want to be a part of this, and not only do we have academic partners in NC Bone, we also have academic partners. And if you are in a collaborative with other CBOs that you think need to be in a national organization like this, we ask that you would take this application and so that they can mail them in to us and we can invite them to our next meeting. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the question I have is, in a place as huge as NC where CEOs may coalesce around specific issues. Mm-hmm. How do you approach that kind of enormity, in bringing those communities together, CEOs in those kinds of communities?
Well, the thing about it, you can establish a collective of CEOs in a huge city like Los Angeles. Even we have in Michigan, in Flint, Michigan, a group called CBOP, which is Community-Based Organization Partners. We have many CBOs within CBOP. All don't focus on research, don't do CBPR. So you can still have that network, and they don't all have to be focused around a certain issue. Let's say if you have some CBOs, let's say you have like 200, and maybe 40 of them are dealing with physical activity and healthy eating. Then we would just formalize issues and just bring that group out of your larger group. You don't have to have different pools or different, segment the group at all.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.